Good afternoon. A southward advancing cold front is expected to sweep through the area this evening. The timing of the cold front and any associated showers should set up quite the thermal gradient over the area from north to south. That being said, temperatures will have the chance to climb into the upper 70s to mid 80s along the Hudson Valley, with the warmest of temperatures occurring near the mid-Hudson Valley. Elsewhere, temperatures will range from the mid-60s to mid-70s, with the coolest temperatures located to the north over the southwestern Adirondacks. It will also be breezy at times today, with a northwest wind gusting as high as around 30 miles per hour. Given that the bulk of the large-scale dynamics need for rain shower and thunderstorm development will be well to our northeast over the Canadian Maritimes, much of the forecast area should remain dry, as we're still expecting some scattered rain showers with isolated thunder over the area. Additionally, given that most of the instability values, which are rather weak, will be along and south of I-90, scattered showers can be expected north of I-90, and isolated thunderstorms can be expected along and south of I-90. As far as timing, the rain showers and isolated thunder is going to be possible from now until around 6 o'clock. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a low pressure system is forecast to intensify as it lifts northward through the Rockies today. The intensifying low will also push a strong frontal boundary across the high plains, where thunderstorms could become severe today and into tonight. The low pressure system should continue to move north into the Canadian prairies on Monday, but the snow will be slow to taper off in the northern Rockies as winds become strong and gusty from the west to northwest. The strong winds will then spread eastward across the northern plains by Tuesday as that low begins to move eastward. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 101 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 12 at 6 miles east of Williams, Arizona. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 92. In Boston, mostly sunny with a chance for a shower or a thunderstorm with a high near 92. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a chance for some showers with a high near 75. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 73, while the normal low is 50. The record high of 93 was set back in 1964, while the record low of 36 was set back in 1876 and tied in 1967. Today's sunrise was at 5:25 a.m. The sun will set at 8:19 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 53 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 1 minute and 44 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking partly sunny this afternoon with a chance for some showers as we get into the afternoon and early evening. Highs look to reach into the upper 70s, a few spots potentially into low 80s. For the night tonight, we will be partly cloudy with overnight lows down towards the mid 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking mostly sunny with the chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. It could be windy at points as well, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Highs look to reach into the low 90s and upper 80s for the night tonight. We will turn partly cloudy as that chance for rain ends early, with overnight lows into low 50s and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we will see that slight chance for showers and thunderstorms. After 1 o'clock, will be mostly cloudy with highs into the upper 70s. For the night tonight, that chance for showers comes to an end early, will stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down into the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we will see that chance for some showers and thunderstorms as we stay partly sunny with highs into the upper 70s for the night tonight. We will stay partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking partly sunny with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 70s and low 80s. For the night tonight, we will turn partly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we cool down quite a bit as that cold front passes through today, so we are looking sunny and dry with highs reaching into the low 70s. For Monday night, we turn partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.